And joining us from the UK, Adam Gilchrist, who's off on a bit of a break next week. Where are you going next week, Adam Gilchrist?
Well, I'm going to those sunny summer destinations of Rye, which is this little tiny place on the south coast of England, and a sort of leisure park up in the Midlands.
Oh.
The weather's gone very autumnal, and my wife has booked us into so many activities at the leisure park that I will be exhausted at the end of it and need a holiday.
Now, the British government has given permission for a controversial coronavirus vaccine trial, and it's been proposed by an Australian.
Yes, the world's first human challenge trial for coronavirus. A challenge trial essentially being when you're trying to work out whether a vaccine works and you deliberately try to infect healthy volunteers who've had the vaccine and then you try to give them the virus. Obviously, there's an element of riskiness to it, but the UK government, as you say, has given the green light. And also, as you say, this stems from epidemiologist Sophie Rose, who has basically been backing these trials, pushing the idea. She's originally from Brisbane. She says this may speed up the vaccine's development by as much as 6 months. It's not part of the Oxford University AstraZeneca trials. They're already at a different stage. But it is thought that if applied to other trials, it could speed the whole thing up by 6 months. And as we know, time is of the essence. Boy, if we can save 6 months, that might be an amazing thing.
Yes, let's hope so. Now tell me about the Hollywood star who's saving the day for a local soccer team.
Yeah, there are loads of football clubs here, and I'm sure in your neck of the woods too, who are in dire peril because they haven't got fans, therefore they haven't got income. And particularly in our non-league rung, and Wrexham, who used to be a league club, but these days they're in the conference, and struggling in the football conference, they have been contacted by Hollywood superstar Ryan Reynolds about possible investment. No one quite knows why, although I'm putting two and two together and thinking Ryan Reynolds, who starred in Deadpool, Buried, and The Proposal, well, all of those three things apply to Wrexham, don't they? Deadpool, Buried, and The Proposal. They're not doing brilliantly. Anyway, a possible takeover by him and a couple of actor buddies. There are plenty of mega celebrities who've expressed support for clubs, like Tom Hanks for Aston Villa, Will Ferrell for Chelsea, Mike Myers for Liverpool, but none, as far as we know, have ever invested. So the idea of Ryan Reynolds actually buying Wrexham is very exciting for Wrexham fans, you can imagine. Although I always like to remind Arsenal fans that they once had a fan called Osama bin Laden, and that didn't really work out so well.
We're going to miss you next week. Have a good break, and we'll catch up soon.
Thank you, Ben.
John Adderley will be filling in while Adam Gilchrist takes a well-deserved break next week.